Well, by this time, anyway, the legislature had rescinded its little ploy for, I guess that was Shabazz was the one, and took so much heat for it that he withdrew it. But once we had gotten that far, we decided to go all the way. And so we called an ad hoc meeting of everybody. We had 90 people there. The vote was passed to go ahead with the authorization drive, even though the Shabazz bill had been withdrawn. Mm-hmm. And we started the authorization drive, which I chaired and ran. And by March, I forget what date, somewhere around March 15th, we had actually over half the TAs signed up on authorization drives. I mean, TAs were just plain and simple, fed up of fighting by themselves, and they wanted an organization. That's what it boiled down to. And so we went to see the chancellor, and
who was already
that was young. That was young by that time. Mm-hmm. And since we didn't want to be treated by like students, we called up the Teamsters, and Glenn Van Curen came from the Teamsters, and we got the national director of the American Federation of Teachers, Dick
Dixon. How did they feel? This was the first group that had been organized, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So how did they feel about this upstart group?
They thought it was fine. That was amusing, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. We had Dick Hickson there from the AFT, and Tom King, who was then on the ASCM staff and who has since become the president of Council 24, or the secretary treasurer. And
so they came as advisors?
Yeah, we brought them along to show that we had labor support and that they considered us as a union.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our stack of authorization cards there, and the chancellor said wouldn't do it. Wouldn't recognize us. And I remember Glenn Van Curen sitting there with his tattoo on his arm, rolling up his sleeve and leaning on the table, saying, well, I don't know what you think, but as far as we're concerned, they're a union. If they go on strike, we're going to respect their picket lines. You know, I told the chancellor that. And the chancellor has a lot of ins with John Schmidt of the AFL-CIO, but he has no ins at all with the Teamsters union. And Don Eaton was the head of the Teamsters at that time, and I think that they didn't like the university too much. And so they were no qualms about anything that would have happened.
But isn't there a legal requirement to recognize a union?
We're not covered by any statutes, same as the faculty are. No statutes at all, no national statutes and no state statutes. See, that's what put the whole thing up for grabs. Anyway, the chancellor refused to bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Mollenkamp and I that his door was always open and he'd get us a health plan. We were sitting in his office, and I remember I told him that we weren't going to kiss his ass anymore, and he got up and walked out of his own office, said the meeting was over. He had an appointment.